This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So Hannah has a theory about how people watch TV. You can learn a lot about them on the Brett Mega Show. We've been watching our favorite TV shows, at least an episode of our favorite TV show, so you can learn a lot about each other through their favorite episode. And I thought this is so interesting because I do think we all consume TV a little bit differently nowadays. Everyone, just in general, but especially even on the show. So Hannah, what is your theory with the TV and how people watch it?
I just think it says like a lot about you, like the way you were raised and your TV habits, like when you were a child. Like I wasn't really allowed to watch a ton of TV, and like my mom definitely like did not let us have the TV on. Like when we ate dinner, like TV had to be off. It couldn't be like on in the background, like no type of extra noise or anything. And now as an adult, I feel the same way. Like when there's TV on, like when I'm like talking with a friend, I can't focus because like the TV is going on in the background, and I'm still not really a TV person.
Do you
interesting
eat dinner in front of the television ever still as an adult?
I don't really like doing that. No, the only time I really watch TV is if I like I can't be on my phone either. Like I just have to give it my full divided attention. So I'll watch Grey's Anatomy or like the news or something, but I have to be like in my bed or on the couch just watching TV, not doing anything else at the same time.
We don't watch TV while we do dinner either. We just have dinner and we eat as a family. So it's interesting with the like TV and dinner theory. And the other thing is that I don't do that I think that's very common is I don't watch anything on my phone. People like watch.
Yeah, I don't watch
movies and
I watch
shows,
everything on my phone.
And AB,
phone.
You
really?
Watch everything on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Do you watch it with dinner too?
Yes, I do. And my whole family does too. It's like,
interesting.
I don't know.
So Hannah's theory is a family thing. It's like something you guys do as a family.
I guess. I even have on my bedside table this like contraption thing that I set my phone on so that it's like, because I like to watch my phone sideways because I'm laying down. So it'll like hold it up.
On your side?
Sideways.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm like always watching TV.
Wow.
I like to watch TV on my iPad. Like I would even prefer that. Like I have a big TV in my room, but sometimes I watch it on my iPad.
I prefer my phone.
Even if the TV's there as an option in front of you?
Yes, like at my apartment.
I know people that, yeah.
Yeah, at my apartment when I'm alone, most of the time if I'm watching TV, I'm watching it on my phone, like close to my face.
Is that how you watch these shows that we've been watching? Did you watch on your phone or did you watch it on?
I watched it on TV. I gave it the respect it deserves.
Now see, it's funny. I'll watch TV now with my phone, and I say this where I'm watching a television and I'm on the phone because I've got to figure out where I've seen these actors before.
Oh, all
so
the
you're
time.
Googling?
You're looking things
I'm,
up.
Looking
yeah,
it up?
Exactly.
That's funny.
Hey, so there's so-and-so. What was he in? Hey, how old is he? Hey, what's the, you know, I mean, that's kind of the whole. And,
you're like
so
studying while watching.
I'm studying as I'm
point.
Watching, so you kind of miss the show.
You
so
do subtitles?
I do always do subtitles.
Are you a subtitle
I'm
person?
I'm a subtitle maybe? Person.
Hannah?
No.
I'm a no subtitles.
I've been a more of a subtitle
really?
Person,
I'm
going to yeah.
take the phone thing a step further, actually,
oh,
because
no.
I also
how?
Play games on my phone. And you know how you can have the TV, like, minimized?
yeah,
on your
yeah.
phone. So I will be playing a game on the full screen, and then I'll have like iCarly playing minimized in the corner.
First off, the fact that you watch iCarly blows my freaking mind. Like, that's what you binge still. Like, yeah. what is wrong? How old are you? What yep. is wrong with you?
I watched Disney Channel up until like high school.
Seems like so. You're straining your eyes oh or like gosh. Thinking a lot.
But I think I was watching phone. MTV at like 5.
It's so interesting, though. There are two different people, phone people or TV people, or like there's, and then there's this like, I feel like you're either one of those, but then you find those all of a sudden laptop, iPad people like Hannah. Mm-hmm. But all of us watch and consume a little bit differently. Alex, do you watch it?
You know, when
while
we're eating?
Eating,
it depends. Like, if I'm by myself, I will for sure, but I think. It's a great time to spend, like, I was always raised, like, yeah. you spend that time with your family, and then once you finish, like, you can go in the other room and watch TV.
You know what's interesting is that changed when we had kids. Like, my wife and I would always do dinner and not do TV, except for, like, on the weekends. Then we just binge watch shows and get yeah. takeouts, like, one of our mm-hmm. favorite things. But now, with kids, and as we
you
became-
You guys really don't do TV at all, right?
No, we don't do any TV until the kids go to bed.
Wow.
We don't do any TV. Yeah, so that's I don't so, awesome. So I don't see anything, whether I watch it on my phone or not. I have no idea what's happening.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.